Last night I was telling everybody I was going to try and start the sermon off by shouting, "Look out!" But I didn't think that would be very beneficial during a thunderstorm warning and tornado watch, so I digress. But grace to you and peace from God our Father, through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. It seems as if since we were children, we've been warned about many things. We were told to be careful as kids. You know, it was an instant, you know, when we crossed the street as kids, we're told what? To look to the left, to the right, to make sure it's clear to go, and then cross. Because let's face it, there is a much higher chance if we just start running out into the street of being hit and either being severely injured or even die. So I think that's a good warning if you ask me. But there's so much more to that. So much more warnings around us. You always see signs that say to pay attention, to look out, to not dive in the short end of the pool. But it always seems that the warnings we have are always warnings about bad things that happen. Because the warnings are always trying to keep us safe, trying to keep us from dying. The bad things. You see, in our text for today, God, Christ Himself, is warning us. He's warning us, though, of not something bad, but of something good for you and for me. Because He's warning us that He will return one day. That He will return to deliver us from this valley of sorrow, this veil of tears, and to take us to Himself in heaven face to face. But you see, His return will be when we least expect it. And because we don't know when it's going to happen, we are told to be on guard. Because He says in our text for today, the signs are there that I will return. In fact, Christ says this, "And there will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and on the earth distress of nations in perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world. The powers of the heavens will be shaken." So brothers and sisters in Christ, the signs are there. The signs are in the sun and the moon, the stars, even upon the earth itself. In fact, we're told that there will be distress of all the nations because of the roaring sea and the waves. Is that not fitting to our context today? Because of global warming or other eco things that really have no evidence to back. Because it's all a cycle. And it's all signs that Christ is going to return. See, the signs are in the sun and the moon and the stars and the earth. In fact, back in the Reformation, when you would see a comet or a meteor of some sort, they often took that as a sign that Christ is going to return. Now, as we are post-Enlightenment people, we often just think, well, isn't that beautiful or terrifying? One of the two. But they are signs that Christ is going to return, that the end draws near. Now, for us, we do not hold signs on the street corner that says the end is near, because we are not here to drive people to terror. In fact, there are going to be people who faint from fear of what is to come on the world. Because we are told that the powers of the heavens will be shaken before He returns. See, all of these signs point to one, the one who came down from heaven. That is Christ, who died but rose for you. It's a sign that he will return to deliver you from evil on this earth. And to make this point, he tells us a parable about a fig tree, as well as other trees for that matter. Christ says, "Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they come out in leaf, you see for yourselves and know that the summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near." We usually see the signs that the seasons are changing. Typically, unless it's 60 degrees on December 1st, with thunderstorms and rain. But we get the point, because it is cold again today. And, well, the forecast isn't too favorable towards warm weather anytime soon. You see, the signs of the season changing are there. And the point here is he's using this sign of the fig tree. When it starts to regrow its leaves, we know that summer or spring, well, they are drawing near. You see, these signs are to tell us that Christ is drawing nearer and nearer day in, day out. In fact, he says, "Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all has taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." See, Christ here with these words is attaching his return to the promise of the kingdom of God, which is not a location, it is not a castle awaiting us, but it is Christ's death and resurrection. Christ's death, because that is where we see our King crowned with thorns on the throne of his cross, all to die for you and for me. So his return is the very fulfillment, the perfect fulfillment of all that he has promised. So Jesus here is telling us to look out. In fact, he says again, "And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." You see, we are to be on guard. We are to look out for the returning of the Son, Jesus Christ. You see, he will return in glory upon a cloud with great power. You see, when we see these things, we are to straighten up and raise your heads, to raise them to the clouds as you see your King return. And so, as with even waiting for family, we are to look out the window and await them, so goes for us. You see, Jesus says to be on guard, to watch. In fact, he continues, "Watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a trap." Again, we are to be on guard and to be prepared for the time to come at all times. In fact, Jesus says, "Look out, lift up your heads, open your eyes, it's right in front of you." All we have to do is watch the news or even look out the window. We'll find that what God is talking about, the signs, the wars, the rumors of wars, and so on. Well, we can very much see them even in our newspaper. But you see, no one can escape these signs or the coming of Christ, be they unbeliever or believer. For you see, it will come as a day unexpected. For you see, the coming of the Lord will come upon all who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Now, these sayings right here, to the unbeliever, this is absolutely law, because it's facing the news of their demise. In fact, whenever we speak the gospel, it is a law unto those who do not believe, because we are then called hypocrites. And they're right. But you see, these words are for the believer, for they are the pure gospel of Jesus Christ and Him crucified for you, for your forgiveness, for your life, for your salvation. In fact, He gives you something to raise your eyes to raise your head to look to until He returns. You see, He has called us to lift up ourselves to Him, especially our weight. You see, we are to stay awake and to keep our eyes fixed on where they belong, and that is upon Christ. See, we are to stay awake at all times, Jesus says, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place and to stand before the Son of Man. See, we are not to look up our heads to the actions of mankind or even yourself, for you'll find no hope there. There's proof of that everywhere. You see, people, even many of you, I often hear people say, you know, why don't those around the world get it together? Why can't everybody just get along? But that is a sign that things just aren't right, because there will never be world peace because of sin in the world. You see, there's bad stuff going on for ages upon ages. Nothing is new under the sun, even though we think it might be that way. For it has been bad the whole time, since the fall of man into sin. The thing is, we should never be surprised that it is this way. Because, well, again, the world is fallen. In fact, Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 24, "You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for this must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are but the beginning of the birth pains." You see, the world cannot give peace. Mankind cannot give peace, because we are by nature enemies even of each other, not to mention God Himself. And so because of this, God gives us something to look up to look out to. See, He gives us Himself. We are to look instead to what God did and continues to do for you through Christ. You see, it is all through Christ that you receive the gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. It is through Christ, the Word made flesh, that you receive good things. And so, to keep our eyes up, He gives us the ability to look with His Word, which shows us the signs, which tells us it's good for those who believe, that we can live with peace and hope of a good conscience. And that is why He continues to nourish you through your baptism and through His Holy Supper. For it is the food of forgiveness unto life everlasting. It is that which nourishes us. Just as our body needs food to live on this earth, so does our soul need Christ's food. You see, through all this, we are to receive forgiveness in order to give forgiveness to everybody else. You see, it is through forgiveness that we are prepared. Forgiveness prepares us for our eternity in heaven, because it removes that weight that Jesus is talking about. It removes the weight that burdens you day in and day out. You see, that is why we have confession and absolution. But it is through the forgiveness that our eyes are opened to that which is Christ alone for you. As Pastor Hemingway mentioned, we have started a new season in the church, Advent. Now, I was amazed when I finally realized that Advent, being even though the beginning of a new church year, so Happy New Year, everybody, it still looks to the end. Because, yes, we look to the first coming of Christ as the babe in the manger. It is also time we take to look when it's we will be taken to him, when he will return for us to deliver us from this evil. You see, Advent is such a time as to receive these warnings, but to take them to heart as the end of time draws near and near. And the end times are always seeming to be a popular topic, even amongst Christians. But it seems that even with all the improperly trained theologians and the world throws at you with its false teachings of fear and guilt of the end times as they draw near. And we have any numerous examples like Left Behind or any dystopian futures in books, movies, and television shows. But even with all of that fear, I want you to remember, dear friends, you need not be afraid of what is to come. For what is to come is more glorious than we can imagine at this time. You see, it'll be a time in which we will be delivered from evil, where there will be perfection, nothing but Christ in his glory. No sin, no suffering, nothing evil. And so until that time, Christ continues to bring you peace, just as he did to his disciples those many years ago, right after his resurrection. You see, through the peace of Christ, you are set free by his death and his resurrection. And yes, he will join you to himself when the time comes and is right for him. But until then, we continue to look out. We continue to receive forgiveness. In fact, Christ has sent me today with the word that you are forgiven, that you are righteous, and that Christ will return just for you, delivering you from this valley of sorrow. That is his promise. And, well, he keeps his promises. He told us that through his death and his resurrection. And it's always for you, from this time forth and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. And so now, with the peace of God that does surpass all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds with Christ Jesus, your Lord, who will return for you on the last day. Amen.